today. I've come here from Dublin to issue a warning. I need to make you understand why it was that we didn't know what was happening, when it was happening, back in 2015. Any feminist court herself in those years in the Republic of Ireland had her sleeves rolled up and was working hard for the passage of the Sexual Offences Act, which we finally got over the line in 2017. We didn't see and we didn't know because we weren't shown or told what was happening behind the scenes. Alongside of the marriage equality referendum, there was embedded into the body of the law and without the knowledge of most women in Ireland, irrespective whether they would have called themselves feminists or not, a clause which allows any man in the Republic to declare himself a woman in the absence of any kind of safeguarding, any kind of psychological intervention, no GP certain, nothing, just on his say-so. When this happened, I said to myself, it's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time before the problems with this legislation are going to become apparent. And I wanted to know, and I asked women up and down the land, working class women, middle class women, professional women, did you know? Did you know? Did you know? The answer from the working class women was always the same. No, they didn't know. They had no clue. They didn't know any more than I knew. And I was knee deep in feminist activism. But I asked the professional women, the women of the NGO world in the Republic. Oh yeah, we knew. Yeah, they did know. And they never bothered telling the rest of us. And in their fantasy reality that they live in, they believe that because they knew, women more generally knew. Now, what this says to me and what I should say to any thinking person is that it's evidence of the class divide that persists to this day in the Republic of Ireland. It's never talked about. We talk about just about everything else, but we never talk about class and the real implications of class in Irish women's lives. Because you have an enormous segment of the population that doesn't know because they're not told. They're not even told, never mind consulted or asked. So anyway, that legislation passed, and sure enough, a few years later, we have men walking around the women's wings of our prisons. And I think that the most notable example probably is a person who calls himself Barbie Kardashian. Barbie Kardashian is a very disturbed young man, so much so that his own mother had to take his little sister and move across the country to get away from him after he had tried to murder her. He then went on to tear at the eyelids of his female social worker with such force that she had to be hospitalized and surgically treated in order to sew up her eyelids. I could go on and on and on. The details are horrific. But anyway, he was sent to Limerick Women's Jail because he was in possession of a gender recognition certificate. Now, the bones of this and what it shows you is that, let me backtrack a moment. This young man was found not to have gender dysphoria by the psychologists who treated him from the Tavistock Centre, who run an out clinic in Dublin on a regular basis. It was found that he did not have gender dysphoria, which means that he did not have any kind of moral right, no matter what your political opinions are, to avail himself of a gender recognition certificate. But because in the Republic of Ireland we're in the absurd situation where all a man has to do is say, I am a woman because I say so, he'll be issued this piece of paper that allows him to say so in every area of society. Now, to wrap it up quickly, I began by saying I came up here to issue a warning. The warning is to the men and women of Northern Ireland more generally. This is what you're setting up for your daughters if you don't step in now and do something about it. And I would say that you're very lucky, actually, because you have the heads up. Like, we didn't. We didn't know what was going on behind the scenes. But Northern Ireland is in a peculiar situation now where it is caught really between a rock and a hard place, geographically, ideologically, in every other way. You can see what's happened in the Republic. You can see what's just happened in Scotland. You have a choice. You have a choice that we didn't have at the time. It's going to be so much harder for us to overturn a piece of legislation that should not be there. It'll be so much easier for you to prevent that legislation in the first place. I hope you do so.
Thank you.